A chef in this Bangkok hotel is adding an unusual ingredient, numerous dishes found on the buffet, a nutritional algae, cultivated just steps away on the hotel's rooftop. The resident manager of Novotel on Siam Square, Manuel Raymondin, attests it provides both a healthy boost and an alternate source of protein.
It helps you to give you some energy, can replay the coffee. For the people who do not eat much of meat, and are more like on a veggie side, it helps a lot because you know that you can replace it. You can replace it easily with a spirulina.
The hotel's spa also relies on the blue-green algae's anti-inflammatory properties for gooey therapeutic treatments. The project growing vitamin-rich cyanobacterium also has become a centerpiece for the hotel parent company's social responsibility mission.
It is a product which is easily lovable. When you see it, you basically adopt it, such as we did. Before we started the Spirulina project, most of us didn't know really what it was.
A fledgling local for-profit enterprise introduced Spirulina to the hotel based on its ability to grow in the center of urban Bangkok. These are starkly different surroundings from the ancient aquatic organism's natural habitat. Once only found in abundance in a few lakes in such places as the African nation Chad, Burma, and in Mexico, it now thrives in these bioreactors devised by American Derek Blitz. They rely on sunlight, circulating fresh water, and a bit of starter algae carried in laboratory test tubes from a Bangkok breeding ground.
We're pursuing hotels and other organizations that have empty rooftop space, and we can utilize that space to produce healthy food in the city for the residents of the city, and that organization can benefit from having access to that to use within their own businesses, as well as the perception of the public that they're doing something good.
Rooftops of high-rise buildings are ideal for this kind of farming. There's available and affordable space, and the sunlight and heat in cities such as Bangkok mean the crop grows quickly.
We could take and containerize the system and so it's ready to go and allow organizations to leverage our technology to develop food within communities that struggle.
Research indicates spirulina may aid sufferers of a host of ailments, including allergies and arthritis. But right now, production costs are too high to make this highly nutritious food affordable. In Bangkok, 100 grams of fresh spirulina cost $5, which means that it is mainly bought by people with ample expendable income who consume it as a nutritional supplement. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.